Hey. Hello. Phil Hendry here. I don't know. Let's see how it works, man. You know, I've got some new settings here I'm trying out. I'm using minimal of gain. I'm using a moderate amount of threshold. Because I hated all that pupping and the bucking bees that we had going on there last week. 1, 2, 3, 4. So I'm talking at this level here, which is a very, very slight level. And I want to see if I've got level at all on this motherfucker. And, okay. Now here's the music. It's... I don't know, man. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Great. That's fucking great, girls. What am I doing here, man? This is my other thing. This is my other thing here. I'm not really sure. Fuck, I don't know, man. I this may be a big fucking disaster in terms of the music. Hello. From my favorite horror movie of all time, 28 Days Later. Best goddamn fucking horror movie I've ever seen. I mean, everything about that movie is perfectly done. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. What are you going to do, man? Are you going to piss me off here? Hi, Phil Hendry here, and welcome to the show. And then, here are my girls. C'est la vie. I can do them any way I want. I'm going to do that. I just said I can do them any way I want. Please don't take that to mean anything other than in a technical sense. 28 Days Later is the perfect horror movie. There is a extreme attention. There's realism. You know, it's a movie that is, they say, disturbing. There you go. That's the best horror movies are disturbing. They're like, this could happen, you know. Testing 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. A rage virus? That's conceivable. A chemical spill or some shit? Get out of here. Get fucking real, you know, but outer space radiation, but a disease. Aha. Yeah. And who knows? We may be in the early stages of it anyway right now with this goddamn fucking this crazy fucking country. Christ on a crutch. Richie Incognito is retiring after 12 seasons. Good news, Richie. Yeah. Go get some fucking help now. Retire, enjoy your money or whatever you've saved, I hope, and go to a psychiatrist and see what they can figure out for you. It was a great idea. Maybe you got rage virus. Maybe they can hook Richie up in a laboratory. Matt Ryan entering the final year of his contract. All right. Anyway, welcome here to our thing. It's Wednesday. Na, na, na. Maria's off in Europe. See, her daughter, Catherine, is now a flight attendant. So Maria gets these real good rates to Europe. And she told me the other day, it was like, they're really ridiculously low, like a dollar. So, I mean, I'm serious. Not necessarily to Europe, but what is this? My top rated. What? Get out of here with this goddamn... This is a playlist? Thank you. My top rated. Get the fuck out of here. Test 1, 2, 3. Testing. Get the fuck out of here. Okay. This is me. Phil Hendry Show. Welcome to the world famous Phil Hendry Show. Welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. What in the fuck? Hello. Hi, it's Phil. Hi, it's Phil. Come on, mother... Hi, it's Phil. Hi there. Hi, Phil Hendry here. Hello. I bet you this thing is so completely fucked now that I gotta get, like, a professional engineer in here to, like, do this thing right. Jesus Christ on a fucking crutch. Hey! Okay, welcome to Phil Hendry Show, and, General, how do you feel about things?
Well, I'm feeling good. I was feeling good until I saw you futzing around with this shit.
We'll just have to see what it sounds like. I don't know. It's probably going to sound shitty as fuck. God damn it. All right, yeah. Let's check it out, man. This is the sounds of Billy Whalen and the Five Midgets. Yeah. Yeah, I dig it. Billy Whalen and the Five Midgets right here on the testing 1, 2, 3. Yeah, man. How the fuck do I find out what the fuck this shit sounds like, man? You got me, man. You got me, man. What the fuck? Hey, man, you got me. I don't know what this sounds like, but here, let's listen to this. See what this sounds like. See what this sounds like, man.
Yeah! This is the world-famous Phil Hendry Show. Boy, I bet you this winds up sounding like real dog shit. What do you think, Phil?
Thank you very much for that vote of confidence.
Well, you know...
We'll see. Every time this piece of shit Southern California Edison can't keep the fucking power together on this bitch of a fucking goddamn neighborhood, and we lose power, we got to reset, redo everything, man. Everything is defaulted back to the dog shit factory level. I got to go in, fix everything. Well, why don't you have a backup generator? You're right. We had one. We had two batteries. And they went, every time that cocksucker. And did anybody know how to disable the, you know, it's like. So I talked to, you guys remember Terry Ray Elmer from KFI days? And then some of you guys might have heard her on KABC. I talked to her today via Facebook Messenger. We had a nice conversation. And she's singing now. She's got a great voice. She sings with a chorus. And I played for her the. Remember I played for you guys the Danish National Symphony, you know, Spaghetti Western, because I'm so into that shit? I played it for her, and she was knocked out by it, and she also sent me some stuff she's been listening to. But she's living in the desert with her husband, Jerry, and he's, like, living the life. He's playing poker and shit. You know, I mean, it sounds good to me. Excuse me. Twitter. I got to find a way to get off of Twitter. I got to find a way to normalize Twitter, whatever the hell you want to call it. You know, just, I don't give it that much of a shit. I gotta. All right. Wait, what were we gonna talk about? Oh, yeah.
This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and this is the Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Jay Santos of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and of course, we're very happy to be on the air with you here, and we do answer questions about national security. With me is, I don't have any co-hosts. I'm just going to do this by myself. With me is Bud Dickman, though. I do allow that.
Well, there might be some other people want to call in.
Well, that's fine. People can call in. I understand General Shaw.
He did have a question.
All right, let's take a question. General Shaw, hi, it's Jay Santos.
Yeah, Jay, excuse me for butting in, but...
No problem.
All right. I wanted to ask you, what do you think about a guy saying he wants to ram a red hot poker up someone's rear end? Any thoughts?
Well, obviously, it's, are you just bringing that up?
No, that was actually said by someone.
By who?
It was said by a news guy, some guy on a TV station.
What TV station you talk about?
Well, I don't know the TV station. I think it was in St. Louis.
Yeah, I believe it was in St. Louis.
Can you give me some specificities, or...
Can I give you what? What do you want?
Some specifics.
What do you mean, some specifics?
You mean, what, some specifics?
Oh, well, I don't know. I can look it up for you if you want.
Yeah, because until I get a few specificities, I'm sorry, but I can't really go with that, you know.
What do you mean you can't go? This was in the news. Why am I not there at the station?
Because I'm filling in right now for Phil Hendry. He's not feeling very healthy. He ate too many Reese's Pieces.
He did what?
He ate too many Reese's Bar Cups.
It's not beer. It's called a peanut butter cup.
It is the peanut butter cup, yes. All right, thank you. Margaret Gray is here. Did I ask you to sit down, or... No, you didn't, but I'm doing it anyway. Okay, God.
Yeah, Margaret, make sure you keep an eye on this guy.
Don't worry, General, I've got it. You've got it. That's pretty good.
God, it sounded weird.
Yeah, you sound a little retarded there, Jay.
All right, okay. I'm very familiar with territory. You guys are all going to gang up on me. Shit.
Hey, man, what...
So, This is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police, and I want to welcome you all to, you know, everything that I'm doing, and I'm kind of nervous.
No.
We'll be right back.
The Jay Sanis Citizens Auxiliary Police can give you security lessons this weekend at Burton Mall at 10 o'clock in the morning. Members of the Citizens Auxiliary Police will be there to show you how to do the three-step takedown and the jumble, also the tumble and the rumble.
I'm Jay Sanis. Learn how to protect your family by doing the three-step takedown. You kneel down behind a guy, another guy shoves him over top of you. You've seen it done.
Hey, man, where's the fucking theme? Where's the theme music, dude? Oh, here it is. Here it is. Got it.
This is Jay Sanis of the Citizens Auxiliary Police.
Yeah. Yeah, big deal, shit.
Who said that? Yeah, all right.
You want to see these original Steve McQueen, Wanted Dead or Alive? He has the most psychopathic look on his face. Steve McQueen, Wanted, and he's like this. Just, he's not even looking into the camera. He's like looking past it. Just anyway. one of my, Steve McQueen's like one of my favorite action stars. Let me put it that way. I wouldn't say he's my favorite actor, but he's
He did study with Sandy Meisner, is my understanding.
That's nice.
Yeah, Citizens Auxiliary Police on Jay Sanis.
Big fucking deal.
I'm sorry, who said that?
Nobody.
Well, excuse me, but I just heard the big effing deal.
There's no one.
Bullshit. Here we go.
The Citizens Auxiliary Police. This is Jay Sanis. The Citizens Auxiliary Police with Jay Sanis.
Why don't we wing it, man? You know, what do we got to lose? A lot. And who is going to lose it? Who knows? And why would you... Never mind. Thank you. Shane Martin. Okay. Let's see. Oh, okay. I got it. I got you. Oh, we already have it, man. We already did it. For the week up 4-9? Yeah, we got that. We got that. We're rock and roll with that shit. Here we go. And I think it's, who is it, man? It's, what? What's this?
Hey, podcast listener, this is Rob Cisternino. I'm the Rob, and Rob has a podcast, and the new season of Survivor is just getting started, and we've got new episodes for you 5 days a week. Join us for interviews with your favorite past Survivor players and this season's losers right after they get their torch snuffed. Hey, podcast listener, this is Rob Cisternino. I'm the Rob, and Rob has a podcast, and the new season of Survivor is just getting
started. Be quiet, goddammit. Right. Where the hell are you, man? Oh, okay, well, what am I doing? I'm just going to not... I'm going to do it the way I want to do it. I got to be the one that died. It's gonna, when it's time for me to die. So let me live my life. I'm going to be the one to die when it's time for me to die. So let me live my life. Hey, man. There it is. Is that you, Sammy? Yeah, okay. Groovy. 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 Groovy, 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 groovy.
From Podcast One and the voice of the American people, it's time to fight back with Barbara Boxer.
It's so hard. I
got it, man. I've got it, dude. I got it, man.